Thunder Bay. The Thunder Bay International Airport will receive close to $2 million in investments, the federal government has announced. Marcus Pawlowski, the Member of Parliament for Thunder Bay, Rainy River, and the Honorable Patty Haidu, Minister of Indigenous Services, Minister responsible for the Federal Economic Development Agency for Northern Ontario, and the Member of Parliament for Thunder Bay Superior North, on behalf of the Minister of Transport, the Honorable Omar Al-Ghabra, announced the funding Monday. The Thunder Bay International Airport is a key transportation hub not just for Thunder Bay, but for much of Northern Ontario. It connects us with family and friends, helps us discover new destinations, and is a pivotal trade corridor for many Thunder Bay businesses, said Pawlowski. This funding will enhance airport safety for travelers, aircrews, and airport workers while supporting jobs and our regional economy. Through Transport Canada's Airport Relief Fund, the Government of Canada provided the airport with more than $1.7 million to help it maintain continued airport operations and essential air services for residents and workers in Thunder Bay and surrounding communities. The Thunder Bay International Airport is also receiving $395,000 from Transport Canada's Airport's Capital Assistance Program for the purchase of a snowplow truck and a runway ice sweeper. This equipment will help ensure safe airport operations for aircraft, passengers, crews, and airport workers, by keeping airside surfaces such as runways and taxiways clear of ice and snow. This funding is in addition to the over $12.4 million in Airports Capital Assistance Program funding provided to the airport in May 2021 for the rehabilitation of airside surfaces, lighting, and electrical systems, the construction of runway end safety areas, the installation of airside LED guidance signage, and the purchase of two aircraft rescue and firefighting vehicles. In addition to the support from Transport Canada, the Thunder Bay International Airports Authority is also receiving more than $1.5 million in financial assistance from FedNor. The pandemic highlighted the important role our local and regional airports play in our country's economy, and in sustaining the social and economic well-being of our communities. In addition to supporting personal travel, local and regional airports are key connectors for business, exports, healthcare, social services, and emerging resource development sectors, said Haidu. These investments will improve access to safe, reliable, and efficient air transportation options, and will help us deliver our commitment to build safer, healthier, and stronger communities as Canada recovers from the pandemic. The funding, made available through the Aerospace Regional Recovery and the Regional Air Transportation Initiatives, will be used to upgrade lighting and HVAC equipment, as well as replace two aging escalators in the terminal building. The projects are designed to enhance safety and maintain air service.